Destination Sailing Channel is sponsored by Seawater Pro. If you are buying a water maker, follow the link below and receive an additional set of filters with your purchase. If you speak with Mike at Seawater Pro, don't forget to mention Destination Sailing Channel. Hello and welcome to Destination Sailing Channel.
I am Carla.
And I am Simon.
And we are from the YouTube sailing channel Sailing Ocean Fox.
Over the past 3 years, we have sailed over 26,000 miles through the Mediterranean, across the Atlantic and the Caribbean.
In this series, we will be looking at some of our favorite islands, towns and keys we have visited during our adventure.
This will give you a fresh insight into your next destination, what to expect on arrival, places to stay, things to do, and how to find those necessary provisions, from propane to bananas.
So let's start with this week's location, Bekwe.
Yeah, we last visited Bekwe in the summer of 2019 while we were in the Caribbean.
Bekwe is located 10 nautical miles south of St. Vincent. Grenada is about 50 nautical miles passage. South Barbados is around 100 nautical miles to the east.
The language is English, which is widely spoken. You'll probably find some Dutch and French thrown in with it. The courtesy flag is the St. Vincent national flag.
Yes, the weather. So Bekwe has a tropical climate, which means that the weather is consistently warm through the year. Maximum daily temperatures only vary by around 4 degrees from 29 to 33 degrees Celsius, with the hottest and wettest months falling in August and September.
Yeah, we were there in around about May time and it was absolutely stunning.
Yes.
Just one thing to be careful of, it is inside the hurricane belt from June to November. So you do need to be a little bit careful.
Yeah.
Interesting facts about Bekwe. Well, they are an ex-British island and they actually drive on the left. So the steering wheel is on the right. So when you're crossing the road, you need to make sure you look right, first of all.
So the island is smaller than London Heathrow Airport, but is home to 5,200 people.
The currency is the Eastern Caribbean dollar, which is around about three of those to the US dollar, together with some of the other islands in the area like Grenada and Antigua.
Yes, so time zone is UTC minus four.
The main city is Port Elizabeth, which is really the only town on the island, and that is where you are going to be anchored. The main anchorage is Admiralty Bay off Port Elizabeth. The entrance is large and does not create any problems. Look out for large red ferries, the Bekwe Express, that plough through the harbour on its way to St. Vincent. You can also get cruise ships anchoring close into the bay.
Yes, so Voyage is Region B, so the green square top buoys will be on the left as you enter from the ocean.
Check-in is opposite the port ferry in the white building. Customs and immigration are in the same building. They will charge you extra if you rock up on the weekend. So what I suggest, you drop the hook, leave the yellow flag up and check in on Monday morning.
Yes, we were charged extra.
We were charged extra. That was a bit of a mistake, really.
Yes. Yeah. So private yachts are required to pay a cruise tax to customs of $5 per person per day, up to a maximum of 7 days, in example, $35 per person in total.
Yeah, it actually does add up if you've got a boat full of people. Yeah. The payment of the tax permits you to stay in the area, in the Grenadines as a whole, but if you do leave the Grenadines, you will have to pay again when you re-enter.
So healthcare, there is a small clinic with a resident doctor on the island and the maternity ward. For a hospital, you would have to go to St. Vincent.
Dinghy docks, there is a welcoming dinghy dock just off Port Elizabeth there in the main town, and everybody is welcome to go there and use it. Also, Budget Marine have a dinghy dock, and also you can use the beach if you are anchored further out and then walk along the cliffs, or on the left hand side of the yacht club there's another little pier that sticks out, which you can use if you're going to that part of town.
They are very relaxed about the dinghies,
they
aren't
they? Actually,
let you pretty much stay anywhere.
Yeah, so. Nobody tells you off. I think the reason is that they rely on the yachts for a lot of trade.
Yeah.
And consequently, they really are actually very well geared up for them.
Yeah, some restaurants, they have their own pier, but they just let you dinghy there and don't worry about it. Yes. So marinas, there is not really a marina there. There are a few dockside berths at the Yacht Club Beckway.
Yeah. Anchorages, really, this is a place where you anchor. Admiralty Bay, that is the main bay at Port Elizabeth. That's the main anchorage, and it does get pretty full, actually, during the season. It does have very good holding. Be careful not to anchor in the fairway to the ferry terminal. We anchored off the beach at Princess Margaret Bay and was quite blowy, so it was great for the wind generator. Mm. There is also a beach at Lower Bay, which you could anchor off.
And if the weather is kind, you could also anchor in the Friendship's Bay on the windward side of the island.
Yeah, you've got to kind of tuck yourself into that one because the trade winds do blow in there, but there is a little bit around the corner there, which is actually quite good. And there's also a possibility of anchoring on the backside of Petite Nevis, which is an island just off the coast.
So, Phil, at the filling station in town, you will have to use jerrycans to take back to your boat. Or Caribbean Diesel Port Elizabeth will deliver to your boat. Call them on VHF 68, Channel 68. They are quite good taking things to your boat there.
They are actually. Yeah. Well, that's like the water as well. You could call Daffodil Marine on Channel 67, and he'll come out with those massive 1,000-litre water tanks, and he'll pump it into you, yacht boat, into your tanks, and he's got a meter. So he's really pretty good. It could be good, actually.
Yeah.
Propane is available. There's a little... When you go to the main D&D dock in town, if you just cross the road, which is only like 50 yards away, there's a little wooden cabin there, and the guy does sell propane in that cabin, which is good.
So they have a ferry service. So it's about 6 crossings a day to St. Vincent. The journey takes a little less than an hour. It's pretty good.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. A nice little trip out if you want something to do. Yeah. Okay, buses and trains. You have 3 options, really. The first one is leg power and walking.
Which is the best.
Which is the best. And to be honest, the island's only 5 miles by half a mile at its narrowest point. So that, walking really isn't much of a problem. Yeah. There are a few taxis around, and also they have open back Land Rovers, which sort of do shuttle services to the airport and things like that.
Yeah, so supermarkets, they have Doris Fresh Food and Yacht Provisioning, Central Supermarket by the ferry terminal, and lots of market stalls that they sell fruits and veg. And basically, that's where you buy the stuff, isn't
that's
it?
Right. That's where you get your fresh fruit and veg from. Yeah,
and you can get some local fruits there, which is good to try, and they're very cheap.
Banks. I'm just going to mention banks on this occasion because there's actually only one bank on the island, and there are also 2 ATM machines. So if the ATM machines go down, you may not have any money.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a problem. But it's in the main street. It's very easy to find. Everybody will tell you where the bank is.
Yeah.
Chandlery, there is actually a budget marine. It's to the right-hand side of the bay on your way down to St. Margaret's Bay. And I always say this, but there's nothing budget about budget marine, is there? But I mean, if you're stuck, they do have a lot of stuff. And I dare say they could order stuff in for you.
Yeah, they can organise stuff to bring it.
So it may not be where you want to refit your whole boat out, but certainly they've got
supplies. Sometimes emergencies happen, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There is a hardware store a little further up the road from the bank on the opposite side. We actually bought a machete in there, I remember.
Yeah, we did. That's right.
It was absolutely great.
Yeah.
Boatyard. There's no real boatyard as such. If you want a boatyard, you're going to have to go to St. Vincent, Otterley Hall Marina, or really the other place is going to be going down south to Grenada, where there's actually plenty of facilities down there.
Yeah.
Sailmaker.
So Grenadine Sails and Canvas Shop will carry out sail repairs, part of the North Sails.
Yeah, they're not actually in the main town there. You've got a bit of a hike to get to them. But on the left of town, there is Beckway Canvas. They'll repair cockpit cushions and awnings, anything like that. We actually had our cockpit cushions
done. Yeah, we did.
Yes. She was very good.
Yeah.
They appear to be a little bit cheaper as well than the other sailmaker in town, which is Sails, Rigging and Canvas, which is Alec Sails, Port Elizabeth. and they will do sail repairs and dinghy chaps.
Dinghy chaps, yeah. We really did it.
He did a very good job of us as dinghy chaps while we were there, and we should have had ours done.
Yes.
Destination Sailing Channel is sponsored by Seawater Pro. If you are buying a water maker, follow the link below and receive an additional set of filters. If you speak with Mike at Seawater Pro, don't forget to mention Destination Sailing Channel. Check out our video where we installed our Seawater Pro water maker. Things to do and see. Well, the first thing is Beckway is quite well known for its model boat building. And Sergeant Brothers Model Boat Shop is probably the original one. Pop in there and say hello to Augustine. And if you're really lucky, he'll make you a model of your own boat. They actually just work away there, making models of boats that they see in the harbour. And they do an incredible job. I mean, these model yachts are absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. The floating bar is a hit for the sundowners. You have to stop there because it's amazing. Yeah. They have some swing seats and that's amazing.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. It's right in the middle of the
really
harbour.
Really nice atmosphere.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
So diving. You can go diving at Beckway has two party dive shops and more than 30 dive sites in gin clear waters around the island. Experience everything from drift dives to caverns, walls, wrecks and overhangs, all teeming with coral and marine life.
Now, if you're an art lover and you get the timing absolutely right, and it coincides with one of the island's arts and craft fairs, these are held under the almond tree in Port Elizabeth.
So you can take the ferry for a day trip to St. Vincent. They run Monday to Friday, 8 and 10 a.m., 1, 4 and 6 p.m. and weekends too. The cost is 45 Eastern Caribbean dollars return, and the trip takes a little under an hour.
Okay, another thing to do is Beckway is a great place for a good stroll. You could walk the spine of the island and over to the Windward Beaches. There are stunning walks around the island, and this gives you a chance to visit the other bays, including Friendship Bay, Hope and Belmont Bays.
And it is beautiful. We went all the way around the island. Yeah. It is beautiful.
Absolutely
the
lovely.
Other side is just amazing. The walks, the water, the beaches are absolutely amazing.
Absolutely great.
So they have a turtle sanctuary. The old hag turtle sanctuary is making a big difference in the survival of these creatures. They have been in operation now for over 12 years and have already released 2,000 three-year-olds back in the wild.
Fantastic. Connections. There is an international airport, but this international airport only really takes lighter aircraft, shall we say, and really it is connecting to the other islands. For international connections, you need to go to Barbados, St. Vincent, or the Grenadines, and then get the little hedgehopper to Beckway.
Yeah, so thank you for listening to our channel.
Just a reminder that you can see our adventure on YouTube at Sailing Ocean Fox.
Yes, they are episodes 62, 63 and 64, and we will put a link on the description below.
Destination Sailing Channel is supported by Seawater Pro. If you are buying a water maker, look up the link below and receive an additional set of filters with your purchase. You would also be helping us to produce these free podcasts and videos.
You can listen to Destination Sailing Channel as a podcast. Just search for the channel on your preferred podcast platform.
This is Simon and Carla from Sailing Ocean Fox on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all the major podcast platforms.
Until next week, fair winds wherever you are sailing.